Hey, I got some rough ass hands, bro.
Were you slapping chalk?
In the gym, like, because I struggle.
You struggle keeping your hands smooth?
Yes.
Really?
It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's the barbells.
I'm starting to get calluses. It's terrible.
Even when I was doing a lot of CrossFit, my hands are always soft. People say, do you ever do manual labor? Say, yeah, ass.
It's always funny when you touch a man's hands and they're soft. It's just like,
I didn't choose this life, all right? That's what the Most High graced me with.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I wish I had softer hands, but that's just not in the cards for me, my brother. So, hey, y'all, we kicking off this thing live. What's up? We got Deneen in the building, the look by Neen. What's up, y'all? Set up applause.
What's up, everybody?
So, Neen is in here. You know what I'm saying? Neen has the look, right? Like, so her name fits her perfectly. You know what I'm saying? She's wearing her athleisure fit right now, which is like athletic, but it's leisure and it's kind of like sporty.
Yeah,
she got the look. Yeah, in several ways.
I'm digging it. And she kind of 90s track jacket
looking.
Digging that.
Yep.
Are we gonna keep talking about her like she's not here?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do the whole
show. Just talk about her and
just talk about me like I'm not here. Not here.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been in rooms. My name has been in rooms that I have not even entered, so I'm okay.
I bet.
And Neen also, not just fashion wise, she also has the look that people want body wise. Do people? I know you have this look. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get right to it. Do people just assume that you all surgery, like you got BBW or something like that because you already have a look?
I've never got that question asked to me, but I've heard other people say it to other people.
Really?
So, yeah.
But your knees match.
But you've seen me in the gym, so you know. You know, we've worked in the same environment, so you've kind of seen, like, you know. When you know, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those things when you know, you know.
You know, right? But people just assume that. I think you know what it is? If I assume that you got surgery or something as a woman, or if I assume, like, as a man, you're on some stuff, then that takes away the responsibility for me. Because to grow it, to build it, to hold my body up. Like, say if I'm a woman, I'm like, oh, well, her booty just so big. It's so nice. You know what I'm saying? Part of it's genetics, too. Mm-hmm. Let's not get it twisted. Mm-hmm. But some of it is like, you don't want to work as hard as you do. You know, they don't want
to
work as hard as you do.
I have to work hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had this body since I was 14, 15, developing right on into it.
Okay.
So I've always had to, you know, work hard to keep it up.
Right.
You know, maintain it. Back in the day, it wasn't a thing to have a big butt. Now
it's the craze.
It's the yeah.
So, blessings.
you have the same, like, well, I wouldn't say my, I don't know, but you have an accountable body. You have an accountable body. Like I have an accountable body as well. Mm-hmm. Do you think you have an accountable body? Like, could you just get away with not
do anything and then.
And just looking good.
Are you acknowledging that I do? That I have?
I don't know. I haven't seen what you're
showing
for a long time.
You did already put your hand on my knee about 5 minutes ago. I don't know. Did you think it was your knee?
No, I knew it was yours. I felt
you did on purpose.
I felt the khakis. I knew I am.
Yeah. No, I think
where you were.
I think in my 30s now, my body has definitely held me more accountable. Whereas before, I was working out still a lot and hard, and eating kind of more of what I wanted. I was being less
conscious.
No, I was very conscious of what I was eating. I was being less denying. Like, I was, you know, I wasn't really denying myself for the things I wanted to eat. I was like, I'm going to eat anyways. I work out hard. I should be able to eat what I want.
Yeah,
it doesn't work for me that way.
It don't work for me either.
And plus, what I'm doing now, like fitness wise, is different from what I've done the last, you know, I don't know, almost 10 years. So, wearing weight where it might have benefited me doing CrossFit doesn't benefit me as much now like, you know, cycling. I mean, shoot, some of these stretches and or poses in yoga, be like, I gotta drop a few more pounds to do some of these.
You take this yoga stuff serious, man.
Man, I know I've kind of been talking about it a lot, but it really has helped me. So I started like maybe a month ago doing 2 to 3 times a week. And we know this, like, you know, your mobility, your range of motion, your flexibility, all that good stuff has a direct connection to whether you stay in, you know, injury free or you're prone to certain aches and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm trying to just take that more serious.
So Denise mentioned earlier that she goes hard in the gym. I mean, if she ain't mentioned, I'm gonna mention it. She does go hard in the paint. She does. So, like, what do you do for recovery?
Stretching is more. It's so important. I never thought how much I needed it until I don't do it.
Wow. And then, so what, you just feel the soreness when you don't do it?
I'm always sore. Like, I mean, if I roll to the left, it's the right. If I roll, it's a never ending soreness, but it's a good soreness. So I enjoy, if I don't work hard, if I don't work out hard and I'm not sore, I don't feel like, I accomplished, you did something. Anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I kind of got you. Yeah. So, like, how long do you stretch for?
So I'd say about, I try to do 10 minutes. But 10 I'm minutes. Never, yeah.
So, like, right after your workout?
I do a few minutes before my workout.
Okay.
And then after.
After.
Because I don't want to overdo it in the beginning, but I know I need it just to loosen up. Just
for sure.
Yeah.
Man, I take 15 minutes to warm up. What you take, about 10, 15 minutes to warm up too?
Well, when you... No. I'm mostly cycling right now. So I get right on it. I'll do my stretching afterwards.
Okay. Yeah.
And then with, you know, yoga, just you're doing that the whole time.
Yeah. So. I'm heavy on, especially, you know, I power lift. Mm-hmm. So I got to warm up 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. Then I get into
I've seen you in the gym. Yeah. And at that point, I used to feel like, why are they doing that? It's too much. And it's like, you're not taking care of yourself if you're not stretching.
You got to. Mm-hmm.
You have to.
You got to protect your muscles. Plus, I'm a little older. I'll be 40 this year, bro.
Yes. No, we can't get away with the things we did before.
No.
Adam Sandler, who I don't know how old he is now, but, you know, he's a secret athlete because he don't look like an athlete, but he is. Yeah, and he was asked if you could give the teenager Adam Sandler a bit of advice, what would you say? And he's like, I would have told him to stretch more.
Stretch more.
Yeah. It's crazy how we think about, when we're younger, we don't think about our later you.
Yeah.
And it's like, before, I wouldn't have ever thought that fitness would be my lane. Like, I just never thought.
Did you have like a track or a path that you thought you were going to take when you were younger?
I knew it would be beauty, something in the beauty industry, but fitness was just never something, because I was a young mom, and it was just like mommy mode all the time. Mm. So, yeah.
So, you know, it was beauty, because I think what you used to do hair too, right? Mm-hmm. You do hair.
Cosmetologist for 11 years.
Okay. So I think it's a direct correlation, because, like, so you like cosmetology. Mm-hmm. So you just like making people feel good or look good about themselves?
I do. I feel like if you feel good on the inside, it just shines on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like, what causes people, like, I've seen people, though, that don't value their fitness, but they go get their hair done, right? So, like, what would be your advice to someone who does that?
Well, like I said, you have to think about, like, your later you.
Okay.
So you're going to age. You don't want to be walking around with bad knees, bad hips, bad, you know, these things. So it's just like you want to take care of the now you, so you don't have to do so much maintenance when you're older. It's an investment. It's just something that you always want to just, you know, take care of. Self-care is like that's just something that I've incorporated into my life. And it didn't happen until my 40s.
Okay.
You know, I would think just going to get my hair done, going to get my nails done was enough. Now I need a massage. Now I need facials.
Yes.
I just need me time. So taking myself to eat, you know, like things like that.
Do you recommend like certain hairstyles for women, like
protect, when they're working out?
When they're working out, yeah. Especially, oh, you know, black, because yeah, that always comes up. Like, oh, my hair or this. I know girls will take off like a week or so working out just because they got their hair done. So do you recommend like certain like hairstyles? Braids.
Braids. Even though I like, I'm in a protective style, but it's like I'm braided down under here.
Okay.
And so it's just like, it's a sew-in.
So we don't, and do you know what that means?
Yes.
You know, you don't know what a sew-in is.
So it's a protective style. So I'm not using heat to damage, you know, my hair, because you're pressing out every single day, and that's just really.
So you got braids underneath there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
I feel like that was a.
It was racist. Hold on.
I'm not gonna say racist because that's an easy word. I'm gonna say that was an ethnically insensitive comment to make from someone who just asked how you make people feel good on the inside. That didn't make me feel good. On the inside. You know what's funny, though?
James, we can't be out here doing that, man. You know what's funny?
Guys, on the other hand, when we get a haircut, we want to go to the gym that day.
That day.
You want to hear it. You want to see the haircut.
Because it might not look the same tomorrow.
I want to be seen immediately. Yes. That's immediately. So funny.
That's hilarious.
It's a thing. I mean, it's a lot of maintenance trying to look good, go to the gym. Because when I go to the gym, I want to have my fit on.
Yeah.
You know, I want to still look cute. I don't care if I have to, I have a million hats.
So, you do wear a hat.
I'm going to put on a hat. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to wear a hat, you know, so.
You got your own clothing line too, right?
Well, right now I'm rebranding. Now I am in the works.
But I've seen a bunch of like two pieces and stuff that you rock yourself. That's pretty fly with your logo and stuff on
And that's the look lifestyle. I still do the waist trainers. So that's still a thing. I still have clients who was rocking with me. I think I started in 2020. And I still have clients who come back to me and say, hey, that's the best trainer, waist trainer that I had. And
You starting in 2020, did that have any connection to COVID, or was that just like a coincidence?
No, it was happening prior to COVID.
Okay.
And then when everything shut down, everybody wanted to get into fitness, and the waist trainers was just like a craze, because I would always use it myself. People were like, what are you, you know? And so I shopped around, and I found a company who was sourcing for me, and
Nice.
I like waist trainers, but along with waist trainers, we need hand and mouth trainers too. Because I think a lot of people get to wear the waist trainer and then don't make no lifestyle changes.
Did you see how you threw the lifestyle in there?
Yeah, for sure. You need, listen. I know y'all want to put these waist trainers on, all right? But the you're supposed to be training your waist as you're changing your lifestyle, ladies. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You don't just put the waist trainer on just so you can fit in that shirt or outfit.
Hey, what about those? I don't even know if they're still a thing. You could probably find them somewhere. They used to have info commercials for. They looked like these sensors that you'd put on your stomach,
and they work you out.
It would be like you could get abs while on the couch.
Yeah, but why would you want to do that? Is it STEM?
Why would you want to do that? Most people would want to do that.
Nobody wants to do that. I bet you those things don't sell like that.
I'm not saying they. Well, because people are probably skeptical. But if you could right now,
Bruce Lee used to wear them.
Cool. If you could right now get abs off of doing the opposite of what you need to do to get abs,
but that's
you
my
wouldn't be you wouldn't want to try that.
I feel like there's a cost that always has to be paid. So even whatever measures or shortcuts you take, there's something has to happen. So like energy is energy. So like if you use some type of device to get abs, guess what's gonna happen? Some skin problems. Maybe it's prone to get you cancer. Different thing. Like I feel like it's nothing that's like that. That's gonna just be.
I feel like that about the Ozempic that everybody's on.
Everybody's on it.
We talked about that before.
What's the side of it? We don't know.
What is going to happen for your later you? But then a lot of people say, well, they give it to people for
diabetes. But you ain't got diabetes, fool. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got diabetes. What you taking this stuff for? You ain't got diabetes.
But even, well, yeah, it's just, yeah.
That's like,
that's crazy to
you
me.
Know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little, I mean we got a guest coming on later this month that's going to talk about that, so we should educate us, because I'm totally like, no. So hopefully that she can shed some light onto it and let me know like what
what's so the benefit? So she gives you okay.
I mean, I think everybody has the right to their own, to make their own decisions, what they want to do with their body. But I just have my own thoughts about certain things. I don't feel like that's something that I would recommend, especially because people do stuff like that and they don't make the change. It's like
the lifestyle change.
Yeah, you go ahead and get this shot. But what did you do to mentally change and change your lifestyle, your eating habits and stuff like that? You didn't do anything. You didn't do any work. You just said, oh, I'm going to take this shot. And that shot.
Discipline. I feel like, you know, like
you ain't built it up.
Once you start something and after 3 weeks, you haven't like tapped in, it's going to take a little bit longer. But I feel like if that's something that you're working towards, if you really, really want it, gonna make the sacrifices.
And some of the sacrifices you have to make anyway, because it's not just about losing weight. It's about also changing
your mindset,
your environment, your people, or your different things like that. Like, it's so much bigger than just losing weight. It's about being healthy.
Yeah. For me, losing weight would be a byproduct of the things I'm doing. So like at this point in my life, and it might look different next year or 5 years from now, but at this point in my life, I want to do things that are conducive to like having a healthy mindset, you know? So like working out is great. I think it's good for your health. I think it's also extremely well for like building up a tolerance for things that are hard, that are difficult.
Oh yeah.
You know,
it puts you in that lane where if you can get past just getting up, like I changed everything as far as like my eating habits, my sleep habits. Like I'm literally waking up every morning at like 4 o'clock, sometimes like 3:45. And now I can't stop. Like why is it Saturday and I'm waking up, or Sunday and I'm waking up at the same time?
Yeah.
But these are habits that I created and that I can't see myself reverting back, you know, in changing like my eating habits, diets, like the fast food, not really, you know, eating those type of things. Well, if I go out to eat, of course, you know, I'm going to, you know, eat like that. But I'm not going to anybody's drive-thru necessarily unless I'm getting a salad or, you know, making just healthier options, choices. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a mindset.
How are you feeling, by the way, physically?
You know, I'm all right. I'm back on the med.
Is that anything?
Back on what?
On the med because I had a little stomach issue.
Okay.
On Friday, so I'm probably about 10 pounds lighter.
So how's your fitness journey?
This week,
I've been cool. You know, I'm training for a marathon.
Okay.
So I'm training for a marathon. Yeah. So I'm gonna do a part of the competition and a marathon around the same time. So I'm just trying to push my body in different ways.
Okay.
So I'm very excited about that. But fitness wise, I'm in a pretty good space. This kind of set me back probably about a week.
Okay.
But it's cool. The race is not till May 19th.
Okay. Where is that?
Here, the Cleveland one. Okay. It used to be the Rite Aid Marathon,
but now it's
just the Cleveland Marathon.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm excited I'm excited. My big ass gonna be out there running.
Yes, it will.
Is this your first one?
It's my first marathon. And I'm only doing it because I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think us as Leos, we kind of like fear kind of excites us.
Yeah.
It's just like an adrenaline rush.
I'm with the shits.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, okay.
Yes,
Hey, man. Don't bring up my past. That was Friday.
You said it, bro.
Friday, man. I'm doing better today.
You got to go through the rough days to get to the good days.
Oh, for sure, man. I'm on all the Pedialyte, all the water. I'm just trying to recover, bro. I can't eat nothing. I don't want to eat nothing, bro. I'm probably about to be vegetarian for the next couple of days.
Hey, man. No meat for James.
I know meat, bro.
You heard it here first.
I'm on all smoothies, but I'll give me a smoothie because I can't eat nothing. I'm cool, bro. You know, it's probably TMI, but you know it's bad. You get in a toy, you be get to hugging yourself and praying like, Lord, please help me, God, please.
All right, I got a serious question. This is a serious,
help me, Jesus.
Serious bathroom question. At the house, when you know it's about to be a situation, do you take all your clothes off?
No.
Somebody eating bad because I don't have those issues. I'm sorry. Somebody is really bad.
I don't know what I got a hold
of. I've had those signs where I know I'm going to be there for a while.
I don't ever take a call, but I do set the mood, though. I do light a candle, cut the fan. You know what I'm saying? I get it right, get it tight.
Get it right, get it tight. You mean get it loose.
Get it loose.
Loosey goosey.
That's terrible.
Hey, man, Nee, we got guests, man.
This is so random.
That is very random.
You got guests in here.
No, what I'm about to say is random. And I don't even know where we're going to transition out of it after I'm about to say this, but I do want to say it because we talked about, well, I do want to actually get into some of your, some of the services that you provide.
Okay.
But I have never been more let down and felt like I was abandoned. James, you might have felt this feeling before. I mean, maybe you too. I don't know, but I definitely have. I know I'm setting it up right. There's very few things that are worse than in the morning. You're about to leave the house, right? You look in the mirror one last time, make sure everything's good. You know, hangers, blah blah blah. You get in the car. Put your joint down the window, and you got a long ass nose there just hanging there. Like, where was that at before I left the house?
That's my old. That's my.
And then
old
you got and stuff. Then you got to go throughout the whole day, like
the whole day,
man. I'll pluck it.
I know, but do you at that point? What do you
pluck
do?
It. Pluck it
in the car.
Yeah, right.
You got a nose plucker in the car.
Just
right.
Pull it out. Oh.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, it make you cry too.
It make you cry. Get real watery.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Every time.
No, but
I can breathe better now.
I'm breathing better. Shit, open you on up.
I hate that, bro. It's
so. Nene mentioned earlier that she kind of fitness because she's about beauty. Speaking of landscaping that you talking about over here,
nose excavating.
But she talked about how she enjoy just helping someone feel better inside and out.
Yeah.
So how did the fitness thing happen? Like, how did you be like, all right, I know I'm good at this. I can train people. Like, what inspired you to start actually physically training people?
So in 2016, I think I started, I had a trainer, a personal trainer.
Okay.
And, I mean, it just helped me mentally, physically, emotionally, in so many different ways. And I just loved the way that it made me feel. And at that time, I had a salon, and I had a group of girls. And then once COVID hit, it was just like my mindset changed. It was just like the whole time we were on lockdown, I worked out every day. Mm. I recorded every, workout. I just kept going and kept going.
And everybody wanted to copy the sauce.
And I was motivating so many people when it was just really to help myself.
Yeah.
And once everything opened back up, I started saying, do I want to continue coming to the salon every single day and not giving it my all? But I go to the gym and I give it my all.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't in me. So I made a decision to sell and just focus on training. So I got my my license and started taking clients. And
so something I think I want to start asking trainers is – two things, like what do you love about training and what do you hate about training?
So what I love helping, people. I love the befores and the afters.
The results.
The results.
Yeah.
What I hate is that when I can't, I push a client so much that I get upset when they're not reaching the full potential that I think that they should reach. And sometimes I've had to make the decision to say, well, maybe I'm not for you, and you may not be for me.
Wow, now that's big. Listen, y'all, for someone to care that much as a trainer, not every trainer cares that much, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of trainers come in here, they take your money, stuff like that. So that's big of her as a trainer. Be like, look, I can't even work with you like that. So, like, I would, that person, if you have a trainer like that that cares that much, you should stick by their side.
Is there a vetting process that you have when you are starting out with a new client? Like any question that you might ask them, or just to kind of give you an idea of, okay, is this someone that we're going to do something, or maybe somebody else?
Well, I started with doing consultations. So my consultations, you would have to do a consultation prior to even starting with me, and then I would give you like a little 30-minute workout to kind of see where you are, you know. And then I would do a meal plan where they would write down breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, water intake, and then on that they would write down their weekly goal. So just going over that weekly and making sure that we're still on the same path. That was, you know, the only thing that I can say that really worked. And sometimes we fall short and we forget where we started. Mm. So that's something that I'm getting back to because it was successful. So, yeah, that I would say that would be key. Yeah. Just checking on that client week by week and just holding them accountable, having them hold themselves accountable, and you also hold them accountable.
Yeah. You? Anything you do?
What? What's the question?
Oh. This has been another episode of Fresh and Fit.
No, I'm trying to figure out what
ladies and gentlemen,
what do I like or what
your
I don't like?
No. I'm kidding. I mess with you. No, I asked her, and I was...
How do you
vet your client? Do you vet your client when
you
first acquire
someone?
Yes, I
do vet my clients. Yes, you have to come work out with me first. Put you through a whole workout. We have to sit down and we have a talking process. But now I have a whole onboarding process because I have certain clients that I'm taking on. I'm not the trainer for you. I'm not Neem. If you over there BSing, you playing around.
What's your ideal like? Take you through a workout for someone that just comes on board with
it. So I can prescribe a workout based on your ability. I can train people with missing limbs. I can train people who are overweight. I could train anybody, but what I can't train is your willingness, right? Your willingness to work, your willingness to do this. So like you have to come to me with that will. So I started this thing. My program now is called Dogs. So I'm only accepting dogs. That means you're dedicated, you're accountable, you're working on goals towards being successful. That's the only type of clients I want. If you're not a dog, then don't come see me. Mm. I'm serious. Like it just don't make sense to me. You're going to sign up online, you're gonna pay your stuff up front. I'm not taking no cash from nobody no more. Like that's just it. Like I always tell trainers, like, man, set yourself up for success. Kind of like you talked about earlier, you gotta think about the future. So you gotta kind of want to build systems and put stuff in place so that when the money starts coming in, the clients start coming in, the bookings start coming in, that you know how to handle those things. You should have a handbook. You should have SMART goals. So I make my clients build SMART goals, not just I want to lose 20 pounds, whatever. Okay, how are we going to lose 20 pounds? Your goals got to be SMART. You know what I'm saying? So, it's definitely a process for me, but like my process is a little different because I'm only taking certain type of clients.
Yeah.
Are you only in the gym or are you?
I'm not doing online. Online is cool. It just doesn't work for me because I also, I'm also a marketing director of a company. Oh, okay. So when I'm not training, I'm focused on that right now. So online would be a lot and I would love to do it. I actually have the infrastructure for it. I have an app and everything, but I haven't been promoting it or pushing it. So like,
you got to tell me about that app because speaking of apps, I joined this community called Solon. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-mm.
But it's a platform for trainers. And so you can put subscriptions up there for your clients or you can do challenges. I just finished a challenge, the Stacked and Snatched Challenge. And I had a really amazing turnout. I didn't, you know, I put it out there just thinking, hey, if I get, you know, 5 people, 6 people, and it really did well. In the community of women who they may not have the mindset to come to the gym because they may be a little intimidated or cost efficiently. They just can't afford it. So the community is like a group of women who can chat and talk about what they ate, just different goals. And it was just amazing to see the women come together. And not even know one another.
I mean,
from different states, you know. I had a really good turnout and it was really fun. I mean, it was a prize behind it. Okay. So that was a little bit of
for
people. But, so Stacked and Snatched 2.0 will be coming in April.
Is it? No, can guys answer that?
it's for anyone.
Trying to get snatched?
No.
Trying to get snatched?
He just said he trying to get snatched.
Oh, you trying to get snatched?
No, it was a question.
What?
So you trying to get snatched?
By what?
I don't know. A hang snatch? Power snatch?
Power snatch, clean.
Oh, I don't ever want to do this.
You don't ever do power snatches again?
I don't know, bro.
No weight over your head? You over it?
I'm not. I'm the way I was doing it.
Yeah, so that's dope. Because you kind of got off the point that she was making about her competition. That's so good.
Because like, I
check yourself. Ooh. Check yourself.
Finish it. If you're going to say it right.
Check yourself. All right. So the snatch challenge, right? So what was the grand prize? And then what did the winner take away from it? And then what did the other people that was in it, what did they gain from it?
A lot of people, accountability, discipline, just motivation from, well, this is the takeaway, motivation from, you know, other like-minded women. So the first prize, the first place, $300.
Money.
So money is always the motivation.
Yes.
But everybody was a winner, you know. Good to see.
Everybody not winner, all right?
No,
well,
when you
participate and you showing up and it takes a lot because it was like before and after pictures. Who's walking around showing what they look like? You know, like nobody's really doing that. You
That's
know, your true authentic self. Nobody's really doing that. So it was a lot of transparency. What?
No.
What you got to say?
I didn't say.
But
I think that's amazing. That's good because groupthink and like that type of motivation helps a lot. I know for a fact, like my group, when I had my gym, we used to call it the Wolf Pack. Mm-hmm. That pack life that made so many people held people accountable because like that community brings people together more so like and too it takes a lot of pressure off you as a trainer because some people want you to be their savior, like, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the things that that's the reason why I kind of like I had to take a step back because I give a lot in training. So I have to take a step back and say, hey, I can only handle these type of people because these other type of people drain me so much. Like they so draining. So like it's like because of that, people are in the group, they could push each other along and they can follow them on a little better. Mm-hmm. Plus people already put you up here and they don't realize like you still have to grind every day to keep your looks. They just see you on a pedestal and they just think that you just got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, they think like, well, what I get is a lot of women who are intimidated that say, oh, I'm scared to come train with you. Because they see me, you know, like going hard on.
Like, girl, you can't even lift these weights I'm lifting.
So
don't insult me like that.
I would not do you the way that I might, you know, put myself.
Of course not.
I'm not going to do that. So that's where a lot of the intimidation and stuff like that, it comes in with that. So, and then even with my friends, like, they want to train with me. And they're like, And then they come and it's like, oh, it's not that bad. But then when I feel like that they're at that point where I can't
turn up,
it's time to turn up. And it's just like they get mad and I'm like, girl, it ain't no friends in fitness. Like, let's go.
I get that though. Like, especially, you know, it takes a certain amount of courage and like almost a certain level of I don't care what anybody thinks or says. Like, I want to do this. I want to make this happen. I think it takes a certain level that. To start something new or to jump into something, especially going to you're going to a place that you haven't been before, mm-hmm. and not only that,
territory.
Yeah, and now you gotta work out and mm-hmm. things that you mm-hmm. that you probably have never done before or haven't done in a long time. Mm-hmm. That could be intimidating.
Yeah.
The first time I've shared this story before, but the first time I did CrossFit, I got tricked into doing it, mm-hmm. and I did. To my standard, I did terrible, and I felt like I kind of embarrassed myself. It took me some time to realize that that wasn't even a thing. But later on, I didn't realize that the person that helped get me into CrossFit was setting me up to do it for several years later on down the road. And I wouldn't have been as likely to get to probably embrace it had I not
they
had
saw
that.
Something
yeah,
in you that you probably didn't know existed, and that's usually what happens with me. you know, somebody sees something in me that I didn't see, and it's just like, oh, you pulled that out of me. Okay, I see. Yeah. Now I see. Now I see.
I'm glad you said that, because you mentioned something earlier. You were talking about, like, the barriers to entry when it comes to fitness, right? Now I like to personally kill excuses. Now one of the barriers you mentioned, I'm going to go down all of them, because you mentioned money, time, distance, whatever. So when a person comes to you with a money excuse or something like that, what is your rebuttal to them?
So I'm trying to learn this new thing where, you know, it's not always about a dollar. It's not, you know, sometimes, like, you know, someone could be going through a financial situation. So you try to keep that client by saying, you know, what is that? What can we, you know, how can we get you in here?
Whatever. Oh, she a sweetheart.
If we lessen
She's
your day.
She's a sweetheart. She no, a sweetheart.
But if we get that person to come, if we keep that client, just think about it. Some money is better than no money at all. No,
correct.
You know, if I can get you to still come, commit to at least once, you know, twice a week or something like that. If you were coming like 3 or 4 days a week or something like that,
this
I
want to
keep
sale.
That client
this is
some
good,
kind of way.
Because retention is major. Yes. Retention is major, right? Retention is major. So I like that approach.
You take the opposite approach?
Yeah.
You do the opposite? What are you saying?
You full of shit. I think
what is it that you okay? What is the you're full of shit?
You're full of
response
shit. Because I can go down.
So is that the client that shows up, puts in the work, or is that the client that, you know,
any of them?
So you think the money is always full of shit?
Full of shit. I'm gonna tell you why it's full of shit. You're not prioritizing it. You're not making this a priority. Mm-hmm. So I can go through your day. I can go through your week. I can pull out certain things that you're doing, habits. Bad things that you're doing, bad decisions you're making with your food, your diet, your money, stuff like that. And I'm telling you that you're not making your fitness a priority, and that's what's stopping you from coming here.
So what if someone came up to you and said, hey, look, I'm in a different situation now that I can't afford it, it's going to change for me later. I come back to you?
So I think it's case by case basis, but for the most part, I try to bring it to people's forefront. Like, look, because I've done it, like, first of all, people like so I've got burned by this before, where I've tried to give people grace, like, oh man, I got you. You can pay me, make up on it, blah blah blah. They never make up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Never.
I haven't had that happen.
Yeah, make up on it, but they just be like, you know what I'm saying, kick the can down the road or whatever. That has happened, and then or they come in with new hair, new nails, new shoes, new outfits, different stuff. So I'm like, but your money funny. You should be in here looking bummy. Working out, like, you know what I'm saying? If you tell me like it's a money issue, no, it's not a money issue. You in here with brand new stuff. People tell me about money, but like I said, I've done events at Fab Legs, and then some of my clients be like, oh man, you know, my money kind of tight. Then I have an event at Fab Legs, and they shopping, buying all the stuff. Like,
come. You sitting over there hot, red hot, looking like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you couldn't pay me this month, but you up here shopping like crazy.
I believe that
it's the audacity.
It's definitely the audacity.
It's the audacity.
In my face,
though. In my face, you playing with me now.
Who's listening that there's a spirit of animosity that you need to let go in that regard? I think it'd benefit you. It's like this. Look, you're right. It is a prioritizing matter, right? Mm-hmm. It is. But the money that they're spending in the store doesn't equate to the money they'd be spending with you monthly.
But they probably spent what they spent with me in that store that day.
Okay, that's a case by case base, though.
Right, exactly.
I think what we can say, I think it's a safe thing to say, is there are sometimes people, the minority maybe, that ruin it for the majority.
Yes. You could say that.
Yeah.
All right. Now that was one barrier. Okay. So Ning's approach. My approach. The other barrier people have.
Good cop, bad cop.
They're intimidated to come to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say to a young lady that's intimidated to, or male? I don't know. Do you got many male clients or?
No.
No. Yeah. Because I don't know, man. I think dudes is creeps and that. Yeah, I feel you. So, what would you say to a woman that wants to come to the gym, but she's like, I don't know what to do. I'm scared to come to the gym. You worried about, you know, your perception, or people might look at you and stuff like that. Like, what would you tell that person?
Oh, we have a smaller area where we can train in, and, you know, then we'll get you comfortable, and then we'll move over to another area where, you know, it's not, it's less people, but, you know, you're still, you're still getting.
I like a
What are you saying to these people?
Yeah, you good. You're right. I like your approach. I want them to come.
Like, I want everyone to feel, because I remember being intimidated by you guys when you were over there pumping, you know, with the upper body, you know. I used to feel intimidated by that. So I would just take my little weights and go into a little area where I felt comfortable.
No, that's a great approach. No, I was just talking about that, but that's a great approach.
I'm a woman, so I, you know, I'm understanding. With men, I don't think they have that.
What? No, they have it.
Emotions.
I feel like they want to do. They want to over pump, like they know what they're doing, and so they look like they're know.
Men, they won't even show up. They won't even come. Men be so intimidated by other men and working out and the strength of other men, God, they won't even show up. Or like you said, they will overdo it and try to do something that they see somebody else doing and hurt themselves.
Yeah.
And then they be out for months and they be like, I ain't going to that gym. That trainer do too much. Nah, bro, you do too much.
Yeah.
You do too much and you made this happen.
I think I probably felt different ways, different times. Like I've had the, I don't care if you're lifting 350 pounds. That's great. Like I'm not. Do you? I'm doing me. And other times I'm like, oof, shit. Like these, he did how many burpees in a minute?
But I get excited about, you know, if it's something that I can do, I want to learn. So I'm going to sit back and, you know, I'm going to try a little weight, a little bit more weight on there, you know, until,
Yeah, that makes sense. But I love that. I love your approach. You're like, hey, if you're intimidated by the gym, the big space, we can work out in a smaller space so you feel comfortable. That's a great approach. So that's good for you trainers who need some advice and, you know what I'm saying, things like that.
You know, so it's funny because I don't know if you notice this. When you're at a gym, like your major chains, or not necessarily one with like group classes, but like your major chains, people are walking around doing their own thing. It's almost funny to see people like almost go out of their way to not pay attention to other people, because it's impossible not to, unless you're just so laser focused on what you're doing and you have no, you don't care about anything around you, which is unsafe. But it's like I was walking through the gym today to go to the locker room, and so you could tell people are like they're trying to look, but they're not trying to make it seem like they're looking.
Yeah,
I see. That's interesting.
Is this like in the locker room when you're naked?
No, going to the. I just said on the way to the locker room.
On the way, James.
You were fishing.
Don't do them like that.
Oh, no. Because, you know, it'd be.
James is trying to paint a mental picture that isn't happening. So I'm not going to give him.
So you walk around naked in the locker
room. How did you get there?
No.
What's wrong with that?
Can you explain this to me, though?
What's wrong with that, though?
Can you explain this to me?
Somebody was.
Can you explain this to me, though? No.
Oh, the looking.
No. Why do old man just feel so comfortable walking around butt naked?
Sitting on the bench, and I hear all the stories.
It's so
like I think they lived enough life
on the dryer with the
yes, they dry their balls off on the dryer.
I think they lived enough life. Like, what are you going to do?
Like, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. Who's going to check me?
But it's like you have a towel, and they have the towel over their shoulder and walk around. Like, why do they do that?
Yeah, we need to talk about how the proper usage of a towel.
Towel etiquette. I know you say that one time you got in the sauna, everybody was in there naked.
No,
You said they had a towel on. You said everybody's just wearing a towel or something.
Yeah, had on towels.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they had underneath.
Oh, okay.
We're not having that conversation, James.
That's hilarious.
I don't know how women carry themselves in the sauna, but the guys most times. There could be 10 of us in the room and we're all acting like we're the only one there. We're not talking to nobody.
Oh,
we're not looking at nobody.
There's a whole session going on in the saunas.
Yeah, it's not that
way. Ladies, y'all be talking?
I try not to.
He tries to.
Sometimes I try to just go when it's like quiet time, you know.
I like going first thing in the morning.
Sometimes I take my book in there, I read, I talk to people. I'll be doing
You take your book in the sauna?
In the sauna, yeah.
So you're dripping on the pages?
No, I'll be dripping on the pages. I hold them out. Especially when I was doing that 75 hard.
I can see that.
That was rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
I couldn't. I'm not going to say I couldn't.
Yeah, don't say that because you definitely can.
Yeah, I know I can.
Definitely
like
can.
Like my journey, because you know what we went through with our other situation, the gym. And so I just kind of gave up. Like, I don't know if this is for me anymore, you know?
Yeah, I know how that could feel sometimes. It could punch you in the mouth. So, like, Whitney is not talking about what is not said is that me and Neen, we worked together at a facility. We both were renting space at a facility. This facility got shut down. All right. This facility got shut
down. I'll never forget that call. I'm like, bro, what's going on?
Because the person that we were paying rent to was not paying rent. So I would tell anybody, so like, this is a good teaching moment for you guys. Make sure that you guys understand the lease and lease agreement. Know who you're paying your money to and understand what's going on. So like, this is something where someone had a lease agreement but nothing in their name. I mean, this is some old catch me if you can type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Where a person was basically taking advantage of the trainers in the space and was just profiting off the money but not taking care of the facility, which is definitely bad business, horrible business practice. And so you just kind of gotta like know what you're doing, but that's what Neen's talking about, and I can understand how that can be discouraging, but it should never take away from the talent you are and the gift that you have to bring to people. Neen, like, you know what I'm saying, like you're definitely a gifted trainer, and you relate to people, because even people that we've co-worked with, they always rave about you. You know what I'm saying?
So like, appreciate that same.
Yeah, name, so. Yeah. So like, that's not a thing. So I hope that you know what I'm saying. I think you're back in your groove now at the compound. Yeah. Now, how is it being at the compound, which is a different, totally different environment?
Oh my god!
Do you feel more supported? Do you feel like you got more like exposure? Like what do you gain from being there?
It has definitely been a. It's been good. Okay. I mean, honestly, I was very nervous. I was very, because like I said, I was ready to just stop training altogether. Mm. And so I had other trainers like trying to get me, you know, scout me out. But I was just like, I'm going to be very selective this time because I don't want the same situation, you know, to happen. And it scared me being a new trainer and all. So, so I was very selective. And then Phil, when me and Phil had a conversation, it was just like, okay, Neen, I see, you know, where you are, where you're going. You'll be a perfect fit here. And it all worked out. I went in with probably two clients.
Yeah.
And, you know, I made it happen. I showed up. At the time when I went in, I was back on my fitness journey.
Yep. And that's
because
that
I had
helps.
To go back to work. I haven't worked for anybody in, I mean, 12 years. So I literally, after that gym closed, you know, I lost all my clients. I lost my clientele because I didn't have anywhere to train. So so me going back to work, I put on weight, you know. Yep. I put on like, I'm not going to say it was happy weight, but you know, I put on some weight.
Some chilling weight.
Yeah. Yeah. So so the weight, it took me like literally maybe 3 months. The weight, you know, I changed my eating habits. Like I said, my sleep habits. No alcohol. Like I was like, you know, and I'm still on
you basically
that journey.
Did your own 75 hard.
Yes. So but I thank God for the people that I have in my corner. I started training over there with Derek DDT.
I was about to ask
Derek,
you that. How is it working? Derek is a nut
Derek
job.
Derek is hilarious.
He's the funniest dude.
Yes, he needs his own show.
Yes, but, I told him that. I told him
that.
But
yeah, he pushed me past, like, you know, I've worked with a trainer before, but I love working with male trainers because I know my strength and I know, you know, what I'm capable of doing. And, you know, he saw that and, you know, he's been pushing me, you know, ever since. That's my boy. It's really been a journey or whatever to be in a facility where it's all of us, but then we have other ethnicities also, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, you know, we all, you know, it's like a family.
Yeah.
We come in every day, you know, everybody, it's always something new. And it's just been a blessing. It's been a blessing. It's been, I've learned a lot. I've had like, you know, trainers or whatever to show me some things that I didn't know, you know,
yeah.
And vice versa, because everybody has their own way of training.
For sure.
So we all piggyback off of each other, and it works. It works. Mm.
So, Chad, how was it being around other ethnicities?
Being other ethnicity? See? Something I ain't used to.
Something you ain't used to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm good. Nah, but that's dope. I'm glad you said that. Now, one thing I haven't seen you do, though, I haven't seen you step or do any of other classes, though.
You want to laugh?
I've never seen you do that, though.
I'm not. I'm going to do it one day. But not at this time. I love my knees or whatever. I feel like stepping
doesn't beat your knees up too bad.
Yeah, I'll trip all over the place. I don't want to mess nobody else up or whatever. Let me practice a little bit and then I'm going to pop out.
I'm saying you're not stepping.
Let me practice a little bit and then I'll pop out. I keep telling Phil that. Like, I'm not ready yet.
You talk about intimidated. That's one thing that I'm like,
for real?
Yeah. Because it looks confusing as hell. Look, I'm scared. She about to get on the dance floor.
Some people
for
be doing the most.
Beginner class.
Didn't he have like Young Jock come through last week? Yeah. Different like rappers and stuff.
Last week, but they got wind of it last week.
Okay. I just saw that too.
I just seen it go viral with the.
But
with
he came. I think it was one of the anniversaries. Or something like that.
It was like two or three people that came through.
Man, that's what's up, man. I listen. Yeah.
If you could.
You should come. You should come and do a step.
I got to get in, man. Once
You be dancing?
I will. I can. I do step, and I can do those other classes.
You do it or you've done it?
I've done it.
Okay, you don't do it.
I don't do it all the time, man. I'm between running all these miles.
I hear what you're saying, but you said you did it.
But I do it. I do it right now. You won't do it.
You do it right now?
I do it right now.
Do it right now.
Yeah, I do. Hey, right
if
now.
you could have one artist come through for a workout that you like, say you do a Fabletics class, and you could pick one artist to come through and do a song. Who you picking?
Oh, to hype me up.
Yeah.
Oh, Meek Mill's.
Oh, that's a good one.
Meek Mill's. They gotta be Meek.
That's a good one.
Meek Mill. I actually saw him in Vegas live.
Yeah,
bro. It was everything.
Was it after everything. Dreams and Nightmares?
Yes.
Oh,
it was the longest intro. It was like last year.
Okay, but he did that.
Yes, of course he did, and he had a live band with him.
Oh,
it was nasty. Fire coming up all time. It was just the energy that Meek Mill has is just like contagious. And he was basically on stage by himself. It was him and the band.
Mm. Okay,
no hype man or nothing. He's just going hard, bro. It was
no
dope.
Anyone from MMG?
Nope. It was just him and the band.
That's dope.
And like fireworks. What they call it? Pyro something. Yeah.
Pyrotech.
Look at girl, you smart, man. You kind and you smart. You're smart
she
and
knows
you
fire.
She know what fire is. She knows what fire is. No, Neen is great, man. Neen is great. But I'm glad that you decide to stick to your fitness thing and do your stuff.
Yeah. Because it was like, remember, I've like, James, what's up? What's going on? How you doing over there?
Yeah,
you know, because it's just like it happened so suddenly.
And it was so crazy.
And it was just no explanation behind it. And it was just like, I'm steady taking money every day and I, you know, building up my clientele. And it's just like,
yeah.
Well,
and that person was steady taking money every day.
Man, listen, when I found out, and I wasn't working out that much with you out there at that time, but when I found out, when you told me about it, I'm like, okay, so I'm thinking, so like, are we about to have a conversation by the dumpster with them? What's up? Like, what's next?
Yeah, so like, man, like, to me, a person that gets down like that, they always gonna get down like that. It don't matter what you do to
them. Come back.
I could have jacked him up or something like that, but then what would that solve? You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Because he could have a couple things. I would, man. He'd be the same individual, the same person doing the same type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, it was more of an opportunity for me to just take a lesson and learn, like, okay, next time I gotta have this in place, that in place. I need to have a leasing agreement, Richard agreement, stuff like that, because that's the most important thing. It's just lessons learned.
I think, you know, like how you were saying, like bad business practices. Every person does not need to be in business.
Right. No,
it's just 100%. Not for everybody. But now we live in a society where it's just like, okay,
that's a fact.
I'm a boss.
Oh, my God.
I'm a boss. I you know, I got this.
Everybody want to be a boss, but nobody want to be a good employee. But can you be a good employee first?
But it'd be like, you know,
can you be a good manager
like
first?
The idea of being a boss and not working for anyone else is almost like not true. Because when you are a boss, you're working for everybody.
You're working for your clients, for your everybody clients, else.
You're in the client industry. Yeah. So you create your own schedule.
You can't come and go.
But you don't really
come in and go in as you please. Yeah.
Yeah, you say you create your own schedule, but you don't. You work around everybody else's schedule. You build your schedule that's favorable for you.
I want to be on vacation, and I'm like, dang, I got to work on that.
Got to work.
I got to be there on Friday.
What time is your earliest clients?
I start at 5.
5? Yeah, me too. I start at 5 too. Mm.
When are you guys training for yourself though?
Yeah, so I started getting up at 4. Schedule. I started getting up at 3 a.m. so I can train at 4. And train for about an hour, 5. And then for the days I got to run longer, I train after I drop my daughter off to school and then I go run or whatever. So around 7 o'clock.
Nice.
Some days I train myself. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm able to train at 5 a.m. But then when I'm not able to train at 5 a.m. myself, and I'm figuring it out throughout the rest of the day, because I'm only there from 5 a.m. to usually noon.
No, okay.
And I'm no weekends, so.
You heard that? She got mama. Got to live a life. Right. Mama got to live a life too, Jody.
You want to work out on the weekend? Better go hit Planet Fitness.
Mama got to have a life too, Jody. You know what I'm saying? Gotta be out. All right. So what's next for you? Like, what do you have going on as far as the future? What you got coming up? Like, what's next for you?
So I'm trying to build this online.
Online thing, platform. Work on that. Okay.
That is something that I'm really, you know, working towards. And I think it's really like gaining trust from, from people, from your audience. I found that I had to find my audience, who my tribe is, who my people are.
So who would you consider your tribe?
Like the people, whatever, like, you know, who believe in me, who have seen my journey. That has like, cause I'm a recreator. I like to call myself recreate who I am. But it's all aligned with fitness, fashion, beauty. It's all gonna be aligned under that umbrella.
Right.
That's why when I created, I started off as the Look By Neem because that was my hair brand. Mm. And then I created.
That's a perfect right into the body too. Yeah.
The Look Lifestyle. So that, you know, when I did my LLC, I did everything under that I could think of under the look Lifestyle. So it could be food. It could be, you know, from hair care on down. Because it's a lifestyle. And I still have my med spa. You know, I'm over there with Candy. Okay. So I still do the skincare. I do teeth whitening, massage. So I don't promote as much as I should because I do it. I have my client base. But, you know, I'm always accepting clients.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So, yeah. You heard that?
We booking appointments.
I need to get my teeth whitening, the massage.
Yes,
I need to get my teeth whitening while I'm getting a massage.
That's the thing.
You're gonna go to sleep.
Yes, you're gonna go to sleep.
Be drooling.
Rebranding with the apparel.
Okay.
Because I did really well with that, but you know, everybody is doing it now. So what I was finding was that some of the pieces that I would want, they're either sold out or I can only get a handful.
Yeah.
You know, so now my goal is to work with someone who can create the look for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Well, Neem, thanks for sitting down and talking to us, man. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
this is great. And you got me out of my comfort zone because I'm usually, you know, over in a cut somewhere.
I know, but... But you're a beautiful personality, a beautiful person, man. You do so much for the fitness game, and you're out here changing lives and helping people. So I wanted to highlight you personally. So that's what's up.
Yeah.
Chad, any closing remarks, Chad?
I appreciate you, too. I'm glad that you were willing to share setbacks that you had that put you in place to be where you're at now.
It built who I am.
I think we talked about this before, you know, something has to be sometimes die for other areas of our life to come alive. But sometimes they have to just take a step back, or we get forced to take a step back or push back in order to step forward. So I appreciate you sharing what you shared. And it's good to see that you got a lot of things going on.
Yes.
Because, it shows your versatility.
Yeah, for sure. The Look By Neem. Just like that, y'all. Thank y'all for watching. We out.
Thank you.